Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Last week, I introduced you to Kate Shapira, a writer who's been listening to people's climate anxieties since 2014. She sets up a booth in public places that says, Climate Anxiety Counseling, 5 cents. In this second part of our conversation, she's going to help me talk about my own climate fears. Here's where we left off. Would you walk me through a climate anxiety session?
You bet.
Okay.
So I'm listening to people about climate change and their worries about it. Is that something that you worry about?
Yes.
What do you worry about?
I worry that all of the extreme weather is just going to accelerate to the point where we can't really survive in this environment. And I think about how much my kids have gone through with the pandemic. And there's this promise to them that soon things will be better and soon things will be back to normal. But that feels like a lie sometimes because I know what climate change has in store.
And as a parent, part of what we promise kids is that we will make them a safe world. And you're feeling like you cannot keep that promise.
No. I cannot keep that promise, but that's a hard thing to tell a five-year-old.
What can you tell your five-year-old that is true, that's also loving?
I mean, I think that in some ways it parallels the discussions we have about race and racism. We have to be honest that these things exist and that they need to be brave and stand up for what is right.
And do you feel like you know what that is in this case, in the case of climate change?
No, I mean, despite the fact that I probably know more about climate change than the average person because of the show, knowing more is almost worse. Kate says this type of thinking reminds her of a question she gets a lot at her booth. People often ask, are we doomed?
People are also asking, does my life as I know it have to end? It doesn't hurt anybody to entertain the answer yes.
Just hearing you say that, I get a sense of relief. Our lives will be dramatically different. And perhaps accepting that is going to get me to the next step of really doing something about it that's motivated more in pragmatism than in fear.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how are you feeling now?
I think I'm feeling a little better. What's your advice out there to people who are listening to this? They can't all come to your booth.
No, but the process that you and I just went through is a process that you can go through with family, with friends. Notice what you are feeling. Pay attention to what makes you feel weak and what makes you feel strong. And then start learning about what in your community might be possible as a way to respond to this.
Kate Shapira, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you so much, Megan. It's been wonderful to talk and to listen.
Kate Shapira is a writer and a poet who teaches nonfiction at Brown University. Her upcoming book, Next Morning on Earth, documents what she's learned from her conversations about climate anxiety. You can sign up for Kate's newsletter and try some climate anxiety exercises at tinyletter.com/Kate Shapira. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Public's Radio.